In this episode of Social Media Secrets, we are going to talk about 10 things that you need to know about the new algorithm for TikTok in 2021. Let's cue that intro and get this episode going. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey, everybody. It's me, Rachel. I'm excited to share this because at the time of sharing this, a lot of people have felt super discouraged by the TikTok algorithm. They've been feeling like their content isn't taking off or like they're getting less views than they used to. And whether or not we're using a platform just for fun or we're trying not to get sucked into vanity metrics, it can get a little discouraging when you're putting out content and you're seeing less and less results for it. So before we dive on in, I want to share that there's kind of this weird dualism to every single platform. The truth is, like, algorithms change all the time, and it requires us, if we want to be effective communicators of our message, to put out different types of content or figure out what's working in order to make sure that our content is seen by people. That's an important part of effective communication. So there's that side of things, but then there is also the side of it that's like, you know what? We can just have fun. When I started having fun on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, my content started growing a lot faster than anything I could ever explain. And it's so weird. The more I've been studying like mindset and understanding why these things work the way that they do, I've learned that the more that you want something as though it's like out of reach or unattainable, it's becomes harder and harder to achieve. And so I wanted to put together these 10 things for you to support you, but I want to let you know that if you decide to just have fun on this platform, that's totally fine. If you're a business owner or an influencer who's basically your business, and you are relying on this platform to grow, or possibly you're running it for clients and you need to see growth, and that is an important metric, I do recommend trying the whole process of just having fun and enjoying. But I'm also going to share with you 10 things that will help you along this process of growth. Cool? All right. So number one, Me Too content isn't performing as well. No, I'm not talking about Me Too the movement. I'm talking about when you see a trend go out and you just recreate the same type of thing as the original, or you recreate something that's very similar to what everyone else is putting out there. In the past, people would just like recreate every single trend, every single dance, and that can work sometimes. If you're a little more like me, where maybe you aren't the trendiest or aren't the youngest or aren't the fittest or whatever, if you're not a superlative and you're like, I'm just a normal person trying to build on platforms, it may be harder for you to get that content where it's like, oh, hey guys, me too, to also perform. And so when I started pulling back and realizing I needed to add different angles or twists or a different way of expressing something, a trend, a challenge, whatever it is, if I find my own twist to add to it, it's going to perform a lot better than if I just try to be like, oh, you know, I'm cute or whatever, and I can do this. The truth is that works for very few people. So if it doesn't work for you to just create all the trends and try all of those, don't be discouraged. There's a lot of people who are like that. That's probably the experience of the majority of us on TikTok. So find your own angle. Add a plot twist or a funny angle that adds some context to what it is that you talk about. Number two, make sure that your phone is quality. Now, this one's a harsh love one. I'm sorry. If your phone isn't recording great quality footage, you may want to try an iPad, borrow someone's phone. I mean, I'm sure you can even like rent phones, because here's the thing about TikTok content, and I've tested this. I have two phones for work, and one is, oh gosh, like an iPhone SX or something, or XS or whatever, and the one that I'm actually streaming right now on TikTok with is significantly higher quality. The videos I record on the higher quality phone almost always outperform the ones that I record on the one that's a little blurrier. If you have an Android phone or an older model iPhone, it can be really hard to get high quality videos. I'm not saying it has to be DSLR. I'm not saying it has to be HD or 4K or anything like that. But generally speaking, very few people watch videos that are lower quality because that first impression is everything. So this one's a little bit hard and sometimes frustrating because I'll be honest, like sometimes I film on the higher quality and I'm like, maybe we could like not see my every pore in my videos. That would be awesome. But at the same time, those are the ones that seem to consistently perform better. And once again, that's because people are more likely to engage with videos if they stay. And first impressions kind of matter. It's sad truth. Number three is ask for comments. Whether it's in the caption, on the video, maybe in the text over the video, you've got to find a place to ask for engagement because otherwise people are really funny. We don't often take action until someone tells us to take action. And it always feels kind of weird asking for comments until you get used to doing it. But why is it that people don't naturally always comment on something? Why is that if that's what this platform is kind of about, is viewing content and commenting on it? Well, I think it comes down to like when we went to school and our teachers would always say, don't start your test until I tell you. And I think that that sticks with us. We get nervous about commenting or about taking action until we've been given permission. Now, I know that that's a weird like subconscious thing, but the truth is, you guys, I sometimes even feel a little nervous about commenting on someone's video because I'm like, what if they think it's silly? But the truth is, we all have permission to comment. When you give people permission to comment and say, comment below and let me know, what's your experience? Or where are the business owners? People comment a lot more, and this increases the amount of time that they spend on your videos because now they're engaging with you, which is a powerful thing. Now, not everyone is that way. I've gotten over my nerves about commenting on other people's videos, but at the same time, a lot of people get nervous or shy about commenting. They don't want to make it about them, so feel free to ask for comments. Number four, when you have a video that's doing well, go live right afterwards. Go live for as long as you can hold attention. I actually like to, this is so meta because as I'm recording this episode of Social Media Secrets, I'm literally going live on TikTok and hanging out with the TikTok amazing people. I like to do live streams while I'm doing behind the scenes work, whether it's a podcast episode or a YouTube video or sometimes even interviews. I think it's really fascinating, but go live and hang out there for a while. You can sometimes gain some extra followers, gain some extra views, really boost up your videos. There's some real, sorry, I just choked there a little bit. There's some really powerful things that can happen when you go live as your videos are performing well. Number five, have you ever heard of the Shut the Front Door lady? She's amazing. Her name is Larissa, and she is the goddess giving on TikTok. And she one time did a video that was basically, it started with her saying, shut the front door. But because she's on the East Coast, it had this amazing like East Coast accent to it. And that video was viewed something crazy. Like I think it was like 10 million views. She's one of my students in both the TikTok Academy and the Social Click. But what was so cool about it is that video was stitched almost 80,000 times because people love that she added something interesting to her video. It gets the conversation going. It makes people want to watch again. They want to engage with it. And so add interest to your videos is something that gets conversation going. Number six, you don't have to stir up or acknowledge drama to be controversial. Sometimes just being you is controversial. Some people think that being happy is controversial. Some people think that being nice is controversial. Some people think that being a woman who's confident is controversial. There are things that are naturally a part of who we are that other people are naturally going to find controversial. You do not have to engage in drama to get high views. And in fact, I actually don't necessarily recommend that. And here's why. When you engage in online drama, is it a bad thing? I don't want to say it's bad, but what I will say is that through creating that video, you're going to bring in a lot more people that are drama inclined. I like to try to stay out of drama. Like if I see it, I just kind of like ignore it. And once in a while, I've engaged in like responding to comments with frustration or negativity, and it always, every single time, brings more. So you don't have to engage in drama just to get views. Instead, what you can do is just be you unapologetically. It's so powerful. Number 7, people notice whether or not you engage with them. Now, I want to let you guys know it's not always possible to engage with everybody. It's sometimes not possible to engage with almost even 10%. For example, when my Facebook groups were small and when my following was small, I had the ability to respond to everybody. Now, some of my videos, they'll get 2,000 comments. I can't respond to all of that, and that's okay. But can I respond to the early squad? Yeah, for sure, when I can. Can I respond or comment on videos that from people that I'm following or the For You page? For sure. So get out there and engage with other people. Try to spend a little bit of time engaging with the For You page every single day. Number 8, follow the 4 E's of amazing content. That's education, entertainment, engagement, and emotion. But I'm going to say especially education. Give people something and someone and a place that they can come back to and know what to expect. If you give and you teach people and you show up and serve and give value, people are going to know that that's what they can expect from you. And that's a really powerful relationship, in my belief, that you can build with other people. In fact, the more that I show up and give education, oh my gosh, amazing things have happened. Crazy cool doors have opened. Sponsorship opportunities come up. Partnerships that I've always dreamed of are here. It's incredible. So follow the 4 E's of amazing content, but especially education. Number 9, you can give away your best stuff for free and watch as the magic occurs. This was one that I was really skeptical of for a long time. So I would like hold back like my best stuff. And I'd be so nervous. Like, I can't give that away. I got to lock it behind, you know, a program or whatever. And then I started testing things out, and I decided to start just like putting it out there and seeing what would happen. All of our revenue grew. All of our opportunities grew. There is not too much free information that you can put out there. You can give away all of it. It's really cool. It's an amazingly magical thing. Gatekeeping doesn't work anymore. That being said, you can still have paid programs. You can have courses. You can do coaching, etc. Doesn't mean you have to give away all of your proprietary processes or intellectual property. But once you have someone go into your programs and pirate all of your programs and try to sell them all for cheaper, you will suddenly realize, oh, I could have just given this all away for free and at least been the one to get the exposure for it, if that makes sense. So that's one of the powerful things about giving away your best stuff for free. And number 10, and I have to continually remind myself of this one, full body TikToks tend to do better, almost always. Try to shoot more full body TikToks. I think the reason behind it is people assume that if you took the time to set up your phone and set a timer and step away, that there's some intention and effort into your video, versus there is a large group of people on TikTok who just like sit on the couch and record all of their TikToks sitting on the couch. And you can feel like the lack of effort. And I think that that kind of has psychologically or subconsciously made us all think that if a video is close up on someone's face, it may be there may be less effort into it. So it's really fascinating. But the more that you can do full body content, it always works. And like I said, I'm reminding myself of that as well regularly. Because I'd rather not, but at the same time, I do. So I'm super curious to know if this episode served you. Take a screenshot of this, post it on social, tag me in it. I'd love to hear if you enjoyed this episode. Oh, and by the way, we actually have 300 free TikTok ideas. Yeah, that's right. Over 300 TikTok ideas that you can use for creating awesome TikToks. You can also use them for reels. So head on over to rachelpeterson.com and we will give you that free set of 300 TikTok ideas. You guys are going to love it. I will catch you in the next episode. Bye for now.